You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 3. Chill!
Yes, hello everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, a YPG, and a Premier Boy Pocket. Welcome to a new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And on this episode, I got my special guest. Y'all already know what it is. You got my bro returned to the show, Mr. Aaron Sam returned to the show for the Survivor Series prediction episode. And yeah, and y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Anthony from the Beautiful Feet Podcast, and you're listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this amazing show. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving y'all the Mr. Gentleman Fact quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, fight for what is right. And what I mean by that is you believe in something, you got to fight for it. If you don't fight for it, things are not going to change. So fight for what is right. And that is today's Mr. Gentleman Fact quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from, and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. He don't need no introduction. Y'all already know who it is. I got the brother.
Nah, Harrison. We need the introduction, bro. We don't need the introduction.
All right, fine.
CEO of Shot by Sands, CEO of YPG Entertainment, co-CEO of YPG Entertainment, fourth of the Premier Boys podcast, and the wrestling connoisseur. You already know who it is. Mr. Aaron Sands, a.k.a. No Face, No Case Sands.
You already know Mr. Aaron Sands is back. how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How's everything?
You know, I'm good. So I'm good. You already know what time it is, son. It's Survivor Series, man. You already know we do this Survivor Series prediction. You already know. It's time. You know what time it is, man.
You already know Survivor Series season. You know, getting ready for the best of the best coming up tonight.
Yeah, son.
A lot of good matches lined up tonight.
I agree. So let's start. I'm gonna start with the first match. We got the men's Survivor Series team. You know, for War side, we got AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and Riddle versus Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbett, Seth Rollins, and as of Friday, Otis. Yeah. So who you got that?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm kind of upset at WWE. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, usually with these 5-on-5s and everything, there's a lot more inter-brand booking going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get a lot of like old rivalries, you know, going on when it comes down to that. And it's like, this year it really wasn't that much. So I ain't gonna lie to you. With both the men's and the women's situation, I'm not really big on it. You know what I'm saying?
However,
I would go with the Raw team, mainly because Otis, though, really?
Yeah, that threw me off the loop. To be honest, yo, I thought they were gonna put Big E or even Lars Sullivan. Otis was kind of a weird choice to me, honestly. I didn't agree with that.
Here's my thing, right? You could have put Big E in that spot, right? Especially if you're trying to go through, do his, you're really trying to give him a serious singles run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do Lars Sullivan just yet because he's still got to, you know, get some squash shit going. You got to squash a few more people. And plus, a lot of people don't really like him like that anyway. You
know? That's true. A lot of people don't like him. That's true.
Sex tapes and his comments or other issues and his outside dealings. Not a lot of people fuck with him like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I wouldn't think that would have been the best move. They could have went with a Big E route, but yeah. Otis, though, that kind of took it off for me.
Yeah, I would go say SmackDown until they added Otis. Like that just threw me completely. Even though War got a strong team, War got a strong team though. But
they do. I was gonna say it's hard for me. Like on paper, it's hard for me not to pick War.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would say War too, but for some reason I think SmackDown gonna win though. For the men, I think SmackDown gonna win. The War team is strong. The team of War is too. Think about it, it's too strong. So that could be a good and bad thing because you know how the past Survivor Series, when you got super strong team, they don't get along, and they usually cause people to match. Especially Braun Strowman, that dude head is big as it is. So.
Well, nah, it's Braun Strowman, bro. Like, how many, besides Roman Reigns and The Fiend, who's really fucking with Braun Strowman right now?
I mean, nobody. But then again, he has a face right now. Apparently, he's a face again, so.
True.
Yeah.
Who's a face from SmackDown, though?
Yeah. I think I think when he got drafted, they turned him back face. He was Raw at the Fiend. Remember that match with The Fiend? And he got in the water. He turned heel after that. Then when they drafted him, they put him back face.
They don't know what they want to do with that, man. I swear.
For real, I agree.
WWE's random booking whenever Vince feels like a situation.
I agree. And but I'm going to say SmackDown. But I'm going to predict something real quick. I don't think Otis going to be in a match. I think like before the match, Otis going to get attacked backstage.
That's a damn shame.
And it'll be a reveal that it'll be Chad Gable who take him out, and Big E probably gonna take his place. I can see that could happen, and if that happened, I want that to happen so bad. I'm not gonna lie, I want that to happen so bad, yo.
That might make it like a bit more entertaining, and I would go with that. I would rather that, you know?
Yeah.
Because they, Otis and Tucker, need to have a match themselves, honestly.
I agree. But I still gonna go to SmackDown as much as I believe Raw could win. I'm gonna go to SmackDown on this one.
I don't put Raw on that one. I'm sorry.
I. And the next match, we got the women's Survivor Series team. Boy. For Raw, we got Nia Jax, Baszler. As a Monday, Lacey Evans took Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke place. Okay. Peyton Royce. And Lana versus Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Natalya and Bayley. Who do you think got that?
I think SmackDown looks like a better team on that. Like I said before,
agree.
At the top, you know, I wasn't really a big fan of those two matches, the 505s this year, because it really much interbrand, you know, mixing, you know, like how it used to. So, you know, I wasn't really interested in that. You had me with the Raw team until you said Lana, who's been getting put through tables for like the past 3 months, thanks to her husband going to AEW. You know your man Spencer.
Very petty. I know, very petty. Very has petty.
Table every week until January. You feel me? Like,
pretty much.
That's it. So, with that, I'm like, all right, bet. Who's to say? After she get when she gets pinned, Nia Jax, remember, oh word, put it through a table yet again.
Yeah.
You know, and it, the whole team kind of like, you know, bungles up. Now, what I will say about the SmackDown team though, Bayley, I don't think she's ever beaten Shayna Baszler though.
Yeah, that's true. She haven't.
That's the only, you know, caveat with that. Outside of that, you know, if that's not involved, I can see SmackDown taking it.
I actually agree. I'm gonna say SmackDown for this one, but if only way Raw can win could be a plot twist. Say like, you know how Nia Jax put Lana to a table. Yeah. Say like they're down to the final. They think SmackDown would think they won, but then they forget Lana was through in the match and come in after she got put through the table like early in the night, and say like it's Bianca Belair, and say Bianca pinned Nia Jax or something, and say Bianca thought she won, but Nia come out of nowhere and pinned Bianca to win, get the win. I can see that happen for some odd reason, and all that putting her through a table is some kind of story. I was thinking that for a while, but who knows? WWE, who knows?
Vince too petty to sit there and make Lana the sole survivor of a women's match, or a women's Survivor Series, after you just put her through a table all fall long, you know what I'm saying? All half of summer and the rest of fall. Like, nah. She gonna be up out of there kind of early, you know? And then
that'd be funny though. That'd be funny though. if that would have come true, that'd be funny though.
But I don't see that happening. I just, no, you know?
I'm gonna stick a SmackDown on this one.
Same
I'm gonna SmackDown on this. Oh, but I should ask you this question along with the men's. Who would be the lone survivor from each team? Like, if you had to pick from Raw and SmackDown for each men's and women.
I can see Braun Strowman for Raw. For SmackDown, I don't see SmackDown winning. So I don't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't see a sole survivor. It would be funny, though. I will take that scenario you mentioned with Lana and apply it to Otis.
That could work.
He'll be a sole survivor. That would kind of back a little bit back up and get people interested in him. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. That actually sounds like a good idea.
Sounds more feasible from an Otis standpoint than a Lana standpoint, honestly.
Yeah, true. I agree.
Speaking of the women's side, on the Raw side, I can see either. I don't see Nia Jax being like a sole survivor situation, mainly because she be hurting people, man.
Exactly, yeah.
Like in life, like, come on, no. Shayna Baszler would probably be the sole survivor though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really fucking with her like that. That's not named Asuka, but
we will get to that. We will get to Asuka soon. I got something to say about that woman. But continue.
The women's, I'll say Bayley.
I think actually, for women who I'm still stick with Lana for some odd reason. I just got a weird I feeling about this Lana situation. For the Raw, I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna say Strowman and Otis. I'm agree with you. I'm gonna agree with you on three. For Otis, for Braun, and for also Bayley. Mm-hmm. Bayley or Bianca will be Soul Survivor for SmackDown. It will be one of them two.
I don't see Bianca Belair doing it just yet. Maybe next year, but not this year.
Yeah, but you think about last year's Survivor Series when she was on the NXT, she eliminated the most people.
Yeah, but she wasn't the last out though.
No, she was. No, remember, I'm trying to remember last year. It was Rhea Ripley with the last one out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but remember if I could remember last year, two of them did not get eliminated. They got taken out of the injury. I think it was her. Not Kenneth LeRae and Tegan Knox. Okay, never mind. Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm. I take that back. but next match. So we got Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn.
You want to start crazy?
Yeah.
Right before I got on this podcast, I was looking down on the list of Survivor Series matches, and right before I got on this, got linked up on the Zoom, I was gonna go with Bobby Lashley.
Mm.
You asked me this question again, and I can honestly see Sami Zayn winning this one.
I wonder why. Why you say that? I'm curious.
I don't know, man. All right. You watch wrestling, right?
Of course.
And you see certain things play out, right? Now, granted, I didn't see a lot of inter-brand mingling, except with like the main titles. You know what I'm saying? You know, and WWE Championship, respectively. Outside of that, it's kind of been iffy, you know?
I agree.
Pulling off an upset with the fact that somebody either A, maybe coming back, or he'll try to like weasel his way out of it. You gotta understand. Sami Zayn is shit. You know what I'm saying? So I can see him weaseling his way out of this one and getting like a W real quick. You know? And I honestly want to get on this podcast and give it to Lashley easily. But I don't know. I got a feeling.
I would not be surprised if he do the sneaky win. I would not be surprised because that's Sami Zayn, how he played dirty in matches. So I would not be surprised at all. But I'm still gonna go with Bobby Lashley on this one. But you might be right. Who knows? You might be right. I wouldn't be surprised that happened though. Sami Zayn.
I'm talking, man. You gotta watch out for guys like that.
And the thing about it, we seen this feud before. Sami Zayn versus Bobby Lashley. Remember? I do not want to bring this feud back. Remember the Bobby Lashley and the Three Sisters situation we had.
We don't bring up that feud or the Bobby Lashley Lana Rusev feud on this segment. That's just like Tekashi 6ix9ine on the Premier Boys podcast, which comes out on Saturday. It comes out. Check that out when you get a chance.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I'll go with Bobby Lashley. Oh boy.
Bobby Lashley and his sisters. Like, you won't hear from them niggas so much. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely not, yo. I got a friend. Bobby Lashley has a bad fuse since he came back.
Like at this point, the fact that, you know, it sucks because like Lesnar's not even like active like that no more, you know?
Oh yeah.
I feel like that was a wasted feud. You really wasted a Lashley Lesnar feud on the Lashley, Lana, and Rusev feud.
For real, yo. For real. We could have been had that.
AEW. You know what I'm saying?
I had a funny AEW. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that after the prediction, though.
Okay.
Yeah. but you know, we got the next match, which could possibly be the match of the night, in my opinion. We got the New Day versus Street Profits. What you think?
I'm going to go with the New Day.
Oh, that is straight out the New Day.
straight up and down, New Day.
I'm gonna agree with you, but I think this is what's gonna happen though. I think Street probably gonna turn heel in some kind of way. I don't know why. Lately, I've been getting heel vibes from them.
I don't know. They seem like the fun guys that, you know, that they have on Raw. You know what I'm saying? That they have on SmackDown. The New Day was the fun team on. You gotta say, New Day was the fun team on SmackDown.
True. Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
So when you have that, right, when they broke up the New Day and they sent Kofi and Xavier to Raw, you don't really have no fun tag teams.
That's right.
Street Profits right now, they're on all types of commercials. They're doing big things out here. I don't see them turning heel yet. they got too much exposure right now to be turning heel.
That's true.
No? They're going to do the Make-A-Wish shit if John Cena ain't busy. You know what I'm saying?
It would be interesting to see a heel Street Profits, though, you know? I mean, they are the best tag team on SmackDown. Honestly, I don't even know who's going to take the title from them. I can't see nobody taking the title from them. I don't know. Unless somebody got to get caught up or something. Or somebody get traded from war. I don't know. I can't see nobody taking the title from Street Profits, though.
Like, there's already a heel Street Profits. It's called The Hurt Business.
That's true. But I do know. But since you mentioned... But since you mentioned The Hurt Business, I do think The Hurt Business will take the title from New Day, though, down the line. I do think that...
I can see that. That's a way too talented group to not put the tag titles on them.
I agree. And I think most likely at TLC, because that is the next pay per view. I believe that the next pay per view at the Survivor Series. So,
WWE is smart, they'll do the Freebird rule with the Hurt Business with the tag titles, where you can swap them out. You know what I'm saying? One night you have Benjamin and Alexander. Next night you have Lashley and MVP or Lashley and Benjamin, you know?
Exactly.
You never know until you pull up.
Exactly. Like they did with New Day. They switched out. New Day switched out.
True.
Remember all three of them.
I have more members and they all.
Oh, yeah. That'd be dope. That'd be dope, though. Yeah. That'd be dope if they do that. I do want Hurt Business to get the title soon, though. Even though I love New Day, man. I love Street Profits, too. The tag, you know? Shout out.
Right now, that's money.
But before we continue, I just want to say shout out to all the black wrestlers doing their thing right now, though. So if you notice,
all right here,
for real. If you notice, like, not to change the topic, but you notice in each brand, a black wrestler got a title right now. If you notice, Sasha Banks got one, Street Profits, New Day, Bobby Lashley, Impact, they got Rich Strong, and Moose. Mm-hmm. It's killing it right now.
And it's not even February, because they usually do this shit on February.
For real?
Every Black History Month, they have one a black wrestler gets a title just to lose it on the first Raw in March.
Agree. Oh, you know what? I take that back. I didn't realize something. I know who's going to take title from Street Profits now. Usos. I forgot about the Usos, man. I'm bugging. I forgot about the Usos, man.
Because Jimmy's injured. You know,
I know he'd be back in January. But you know, Hill. Oh man, I can't wait for that. But
and then you got Roman on the side of that too. You know, he out here claiming he was on his taxes.
Oh, we haven't get to rap. We'll get to that. We're gonna get to Roman. But you know, back to this match though. It will be, but now that I think about it, you may be right. Now that I think about it, I think Uso will take the title from the Street Profits. Mm-hmm. Hill probably will be dope though down the line.
Those are fun guys, you know, they're fun. Yeah, they turn up, you know.
Yeah, but I think right now, I agree. New Day definitely gonna win this match.
A little New Day reunion, real quick, you know.
Oh yeah, right.
That would be both brands, you know. Big Eagle.
Oh, yeah. True.
New Day reunion.
Yeah, that'd be fire. It'd be good to see all three of them together. You know, they got a podcast out, so I'll be checking out their Feel the Power podcast, you know, New Day. Shout out to them. All right, so we got the women's match. We got Asuka versus Sasha Banks. Who do you think got that one?
Okay. Nah, remember, I'm just eating right now. I'm going to get Asuka. Hands down. And I say that because Sasha Banks has a lot on her plate right now. Carmella.
She got Carmella. She do got Bayley on her back. She also doing stuff outside of the, you know, she on that.
Shout out to the Mandalorian too.
I gotta catch up on that. But
I saw a few clips of her in it. It's fire.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But this match I had a problem with.
Why?
Because it was hard for me to pick. I was gonna say Sasha Banks, but then I mean they might give it to Asuka. But my thing about Asuka, and I don't know what they're doing with her, because you know they had not make her defend the title, barely defend the title at all. Like, I don't understand why. I don't know. I thought it felt like she a title holder until Charlotte come back. I don't know why. They're doing that for Asuka. She do deserve better. She did defend her title a lot more. I wasn't really feeling her title reign like this time around.
I ain't gonna hold you though. Who else? Who, like, everybody on Raw right now? She beat already.
That's kind of true. Like, who?
She,
like,
beat everybody on Raw. You know what I'm saying? You gonna put who? You gonna put up? You gonna put fucking Natalya up there against Asuka? We seen that match already. We already seen Asuka versus Nia Jax.
Oh well, the title smacked there. Yeah, the title smacked there.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. I don't know. I got Natalya on the brain this morning. I don't know why.
Well, she wasn't one. She did beat, and Asuka did beat her, but she wasn't one though. So you're all right. You're all right though.
You're not gonna have Asuka and Lana as a match. Nobody's gonna take that seriously.
Nah, of course not.
You know, so is she already kind of beat everybody on the roster? You know, unless you're gonna bring somebody up from NXT or Becky Lynch come. Well, she probably ain't come back till after WrestleMania.
She ain't coming back until like January, February, because she should have a baby next month.
And honestly, I'd rather see Becky Lynch take the title off her. You know what I'm saying? Because she had it. That's how she got it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I want Becky Lynch to take the title for her. But that's not going to happen. They're going to make Charlotte take it out for her. Because they already remember Charlotte's injured. I heard she better. I just don't know. I guess she going to come back soon.
I guess they're coming back at Royal Rumble.
I think that's a possibility. Or probably TLC. Well, Rumble or TLC.
Now she'd probably be like entrant number 19 and shit, and then just pop up.
Yeah, and definitely win. And probably, but she already on Raw, so she pick Asuka. But I would not be surprised she go pick Sasha Banks too, though.
Nah, here's the thing right now with the women's division and SmackDown in comparison to Raw. A lot of the best female wrestlers they got right now in WWE, if you take their top five, three, maybe four of them, not off the top of my head, is on SmackDown. There's so much talent there.
That's true. Yeah, no, it is. SmackDown always been the better show.
So Sasha Banks got slim pickings at anybody. Carmella, Bayley, Natalya, you know? Like,
yeah. Bianca Belair now.
There's so much choices. With Raw, you got Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, and they're the tag team champions already. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to wrestle Nia Jax right now because she got her injury. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we also got Peyton Royce, Lacey Evans, but
I could see a Lacey Oscar match, even though I know Oscar would kill it.
Yeah. To be honest, the best choice is freaking Charlotte, unless they call up Rhea Ridley, which is a strong possibility right now. I don't know what show she's gonna be on, but it's a strong possibility she's gonna get called up though.
I just hate what they do. You know what I'm saying? I just hate when they get called up and they get Keith Lee. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, I agree.
That disappointed me.
I agree too, son.
And I really thought they weren't going to do that to him, but I should have known better.
For real, right?
You know what I'm saying? AEW would never.
Oh boy, here's AEW too. We want to talk about AEW at the end of the show. We bring up some other news as well. But so I'm gonna go with Asuka as well. I just want she to defend the title more, even though she beat everybody. I do got a feeling Charlotte gonna come back and take that title. And then when Becky come back, it'll be Becky versus Charlotte.
Again.
I know they were planning on Becky versus Ronda for this year Mania, but I don't think that happened.
Yeah, we don't know where Ronda's gonna be at with that, so we'll see.
Yeah. But here come the main event, which might be a possible match of the night as well. The way this is building. So originally this was supposed to be Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. So glad they changed it to Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre, because I was, you already know, Randy. So, you know, as of Monday, you know, Drew beat Randy for the title again, and he got the title back. So now it's Roman versus Drew. Who do you think winning this, son?
Call him daddy, nigga. Y'all are his sons. Y'all are his sons, bro. If not, y'all is getting kicked out the family. All right. Shout out to the boy Alvin on this one.
Long live the chief. Long live the chief.
Another 1-4 for the Premier Boys podcast. You can check out on all platforms.
Yeah, he was also on my show, season 1 episode. That's a long time ago. So check out the episode. So yeah. But yeah,
long live the chief. We going with the tribal chief. Listen, I ain't gonna hold you. This is the part I've been waiting for this whole podcast though.
I agree.
Let's break down this Roman situation real quick. And I love what they did. I love what they did with this. I feel like they took all the attention of Survivor Series and put it on two, maybe three things. I'll say 2.5. They put it on Undertaker's final farewell.
Oh yeah, don't forget. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Definitely. You know, you gotta bring that up.
Of course. We gotta talk about that. They can remind me.
The women's match, which is but okay.
Yeah.
And a Roman and Drew feud. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Here's my thing. This Roman right here is probably the best we'll see Roman Reigns.
I agree.
I don't know how. Hanging around with Paul Heyman, his promos got like 10 times better. I think he's writing his shit. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I did that. Because they heard they've been working together for a while, but I think as of since he turned heel, they've been really working close together on the promo. I think Paul Heyman, Paul Heyman got demoted from what he was doing on Raw to work with talents face to face on SmackDown. I guess
I felt like he did sat down with this man and took his time, and like, this is what I wanted to see Brock Lesnar be. This is what I wanted to see 2016 Roman be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. Because, yo, this Roman,
this man told Drew, they call you. You're the guy they call when I'm busy. Oh, hey, Roman busy or he can't do it. Let's go get Drew. He'll do it. Like, yo, what the fuck?
That is crazy. I ain't gonna front you. Well, I said,
main title.
Yeah, exactly. Drew got the main title.
Universal like it's the main.
Wow, exactly, that's right.
That's what happens when you treat the side chick like the main. You start feeling like Roman Reigns.
Facts.
You understand? Like, cause ain't no fucking way. Nobody was really giving a fuck about the Universal title. You feel me? Like at a certain point, you know.
Yeah.
But with him, like the way he's carrying it and himself in this role, it's like that's the real tribal chief shit. Mm. So. To who I say who's going to win, though, it'll probably be Roman. He's too hot right now.
I agree. I'm going to say two things. I got two endings. I got two predictions for this one. I do agree with you on the Roman. So I do think Roman going to win. But if not Roman, I think it will be this DQ. Nobody win. I got a feeling that could happen, too. Because, you know, they're both drunk. They go both killing it right now. They don't want to make one look weak than the other. So I think the best option maybe make sure both of them get a DQ. Would I be upset with that ending, but I'd be happy because they're both being protected, you know?
Now, here's the thing. I would say Roman will win. Flat out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it might be a little tainted. Maybe it'll be a little dirty. Shout out to Jey Uso on that, you know? Probably.
Oh, yeah, Jey Uso.
I could see him winning that on the impression that, one, like I said before, Roman's way too hot right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, way too hot, man. Killing the game.
There's no way I could see him losing that right now. I could see him lose that match and then come back to SmackDown on Friday on some shit, having that same energy. Mm-hmm. You got to let him not lose until Mania.
Yeah, I agree.
Bro. He probably can't even lose a tag match. Don't let him get pinned. Mania.
I agree. Make him be undefeated, son. Like, for real.
Now here's the titty twister, right?
Yeah.
If you you can have Drew lose his match, right?
Yeah.
Have Miz come out and try to cash him.
I can see that happening too. I forgot all about Miz with the briefcase.
That's it, exactly. That's by design. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They hyping up a whole. His thing with Survivor Series, they're hyping up three big things: Undertaker's final farewell.
Yeah.
Drew and Roman, Sasha and Asuka, right? Yeah. Completely dangling a carrot in front of your face while they hide the stake behind your back. You feel me?
Yeah.
They still got the Money in the Bank briefcase. Roman that's out, bro. Miz comes in, pins him, gets the title.
Yeah, because I heard
Raw for that third hour though.
Mm. Yeah, but I heard a rumor that might happen, and I heard that the Fiend will take off for Miz. I heard they supposed to have a big feud. When Miz get the title, that's what I heard, but I don't know how true that is. But I wouldn't be surprised that you put it that way. I would not be surprised that happens.
Yeah, I could see all of that go down tonight.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. But like I said, I'm going with Roman, or maybe a DQ, but mainly Roman winning. You got Roman as well.
Tribal
Chief, man. Long live the Chief. All right, so let's talk about Undertaker farewell. Like, how you feel about that?
It had to come sometime, man. I mean, look, yeah, I understand. If you watch, I've been watching Undertaker matches since I started watching wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like that was the goal. That was the constant. It's like when it's like watching Tim Duncan play. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you watch the Spurs play, and the Spurs was my favorite team for a certain period in time. This is one of my first favorite teams, like basketball. Mm. And the one constant was Tim Duncan. You know, he was always dominant. No matter who you put around him, he's always going to be that guy, you know?
Yeah.
Undertaker's kind of the same way. For over 30 years, he was always that guy. You know
agree.
What I'm saying?
Agree.
No matter who you put around him, no matter how much wrestling's changed between the 80s and now, he was always that constant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then after a while, same thing with Tim Duncan, Undertaker, you get older.
Yeah.
Lose your step a little bit, you know? You could tell his body wasn't the same.
Yeah.
You know? In certain matches more than others.
I agree.
Okay? And that shit comes down to age. So when, you know, you look up and you see, Undertaker final farewell, 30 years, Survivor Series. I'm over here like, well, I mean, shit had to happen sometime, you know?
I agree.
Like, and, you saw the Undertaker-Goldberg match, you're like, come on, really?
Okay, yeah, that was horrible. I saw the documentary on Undertaker the last ride, and he was upset about lack of matches that he had. He wanted to keep wrestling until he get into that, for that last perfect match. He would not stop, yo. He was just so stubborn. He would not stop until he got that perfect match. But that Goldberg match messed him up bad, though.
And that I ain't gonna hold you. That's some tourist shit. You know, y'all be talking about, this is it. You know, we trying to find it ain't right, you know. And we gonna try to get it right. And your body like, nah, bro. Stop being stubborn.
That's true. I can say that for myself. When it comes to the nightlife stuff, but we gonna talk about that later. But yeah.
It's like and he knew it. When you watch it, you see it, and you're like, all right, I can't deny it. It's in front of me. Yeah. You know, this might be it. You feel me? Because you're not putting up that quality that you put up. You could wrestle till you're 70 on some Ric Flair shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you your quality isn't gonna be up there, and people not feel it. You know.
Yeah.
But him being smart, he's like, all right, son, nobody, you know, he knows when his time is up.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you know you walk away. That's some Sinatra shit. I respect it.
I agree, man. You know, Undertaker is definitely a legend, man. A lot of amazing matches, man. I wish I got one match, though, from him. You know, Undertaker versus Sting. That would have been true. That would have been fire, but.
Everybody would have looked forward to that one, honestly.
For real.
I wish Undertaker and John Cena had more of a probably for one of his titles or whatever. That would have I feel like I would have wanted to see that more. I feel like that would have been more of a realistic Wish than the Undertaker Sting.
Yeah, I agree.
Trying to pull up to no WWE in no way for a long time, even after they bought it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, know? Very, very long time. Yeah, and his run in WWE was not even that great. I mean, he had two matches and he lost both of them, so.
Yeah, and I felt like, and once again, that was bad booking, because it's like, you bring this guy all this fanfare and hype just to have him lose Triple H and then Seth Rollins?
Yeah, I know, right? I was upset about that. He should have won at least one of them.
He should have won a Seth Rollins one.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and he should have finished the match, won it, and then retired.
Yeah. But, I mean, I agree. But Undertaker, man, thank you for, 30 amazing years. And the crazy thing about it, he doing it at Survivor Series the same date that he debuted. That's what's crazy. The exact same date that he debuted Survivor Series, that same date tonight. So, yeah.
Everything comes full circle in life. I tell people that in life, in text, and even on a Premier Boys podcast, everything comes in circle.
Agreed.
So, congrats to an amazing career, and it's been fun.
Thank you, Undertaker. All right, so before you go, we go do some few wrestling news that I heard this week, and we go discuss it a little bit. So first, we're gonna talk about Zelina Vega, man. How you feel about that situation?
She needs to keep fighting, bro. She needs to keep fighting for that. Like I said before, AEW would never. Number two. Here's the thing. I understand exactly where she's coming from,
Yeah.
You, Ken, right? You're working, you working at your job or whatever like that. And, you're also doing a podcast, right? But then your job tell you, oh, you can't do the podcast the way you've been doing it. You got to do the podcast with us or you job, And you love doing your podcast. That's your thing. Like, in real life, that's your thing. Are you going to be like, I'm going to, I'll cut my podcast off and do it Yahweh? Or are you going to stick to your morals and do your shit?
You sure ain't no answer. I'm going to do it my way, son.
Exactly.
And I'm going to keep it 100 with Vega. Sorry to cut you off. But I feel like she wasn't wrong. I got to do the saying. We in a pandemic. Like she need to make money some kind of way, especially if WWE was not paying her as much at the time.
They're not doing house shows. They're not on the road 280 days, 300 days a year,
Yeah.
Really only 52. You're only getting paid for those 52. So they pay they cut your pay. So you're going to cut their pay, right? No, let me start from the beginning. First, you're going to say they're independent contractors.
Yeah.
Right? Then you're going to cut the independent contractors pay and give them rules like they're employees.
Yeah.
While calling them independent contractors. If that's not no ass backwards shit, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Because how you expect them to eat?
Exactly.
When you want them to go out there and risk themselves with this pandemic, because we're still in a pandemic. You want them to risk themselves as independent contractors, but tell them they can't stream?
Yeah.
Crazy, fight for unionization. I'm a fan. Like, you gotta say, I'm a fan of wrestling, but I'm also a fan of doing what's right.
I agree.
So fight for that shit. You feel me? I'll say it again. You got a saying, I got one too, and it's AEW would never.
You know what? Speaking of AEW, you keep thinking about AEW. I started watching AEW recently now. A lot more recently. Because I am a wrestling fan. And I gotta admit, I like AEW. I call it's a few things I don't like.
Me too.
It's a few things I don't like. AEW is decent. My thing about I don't like is, the constantly bashing of the E. I feel like they don't need to do that all the time for them to make the show be great. They could Or build around the ex WWE guys. I feel like they could be great without that. For real. I feel like if without that, I could enjoy the show a lot more. But a lot of that stuff turned me off.
One thing I like about that is the fact that they can freely talk about it there, you know?
Yeah.
When it comes down to wrestling, people get really afraid. You know, back in the days, you had the whole kayfabe thing going on. There's certain things you can't talk about you know? Here, that shit, like, I feel like even now, like, in general, kayfabe's dead. You know what I'm saying? Kayfabe is dead. But this is AEW's way of digging it 12 more feet underground, you know? When you got the wrestlers writing their, wrestlers writing their own promo.
Own thing, yeah.
So they're basically just pulling from their real life shit. Yeah, a lot of them dudes out in AEW and AEW used to be with WWE and got fired. They got fired or they got forgotten about. You know what I'm saying? Especially Rusev or Miro, you know?
Yeah. So and to be honest, his role so far, I'm not even liking that at all, but continue, son.
I mean, I feel like they could build him better. And I also feel there's like I said before, like there's certain things I don't like about AEW as well. The women division need to be way
harder. Oh my gosh.
It's like it pales in comparison.
Jeez, it's terrible.
You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I'm gonna take it a step further. Impact's women division is kind of better.
Yeah, it's way better. I don't know. I've been impressed with Impact. Yo, we
going to talk about women's division is I would say leaps and bounds. You wildin', but I will say it's kind of better than AEW. They really need to do something with that, especially since you know you got women main eventing major events like WrestleMania and things like that. You know?
Yeah,
you got to really catch up with that. You know, but to add to the point, there's something that you said on Facebook that resonated with me yesterday. You said something about you were under the comment when Director X was doing a video shoot for AEW.
Oh, and by the way, I ain't gonna shout out to X, man. I mean, so the promo, the visual is nice, but I think I know where you're going with this. Could you?
You said their video is called Underdog Story. You said they were not the underdog. And to that, I gotta heavily agree with you, because you gotta look at the whole, when you say that, you gotta look at the whole landscape of wrestling right now. You got so many different companies and everything. New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact, AEW, NWA.
Yeah.
Oh, but the penultimate favorite out of all of that is WWE. They're publicly traded, for crying out loud, bro. I could go get their socks on fucking Cash App right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, you can't tell me, you can't see all of that, right? And then say, oh, AEW is the favorite. They ain't the underdog. They're the newest thing out. If they're not the underdog, who is?
Mm. Okay, good point. You got me there.
You know, and I was like, wait a minute. That's, you know. I mean, granted, I would say they're the underdogs because they're the newest.
But to be honest, I think they can succeed. I think they can succeed though. Like, but I just feel like they need to change what some things that they do. They gotta change it though in order to keep it that way. Change your main focus on bashing WWE and focus on y'all brand and build around y'all people, because they got amazing talent. They got amazing talent on that show.
Shout out to Orange Cassidy though. That's one of my favorites there too.
Who said it again?
Arn Cassidy.
Yeah, that dude is weird.
He'd be wrestling and just be chilling while wrestling.
He definitely grew on me, man. Like, I felt like, who is this Arn Cassidy guy that I watch? I'm like, yo, this dude is dope. They got a lot of dope talent that they don't need to build around XWE
guy,
other than Chris Jericho and John Moxley, you know?
I feel like, and that's the thing, John Moxley, I ain't gonna hold you, kind of been carrying this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he has.
Now, granted, I'm glad WWE stopped being petty and let Cody Rhodes use his full name now.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's happening. But I feel like when people talk about their old WWE experiences, I feel like that is kind of needed too, because you got, like I said before, you got them writing their own promos. WWE, you get the promo when you pull up, you feel me? And then you got to say this, you got to talk about this, you know what I'm saying? You can let that shit fly. And sometimes with a lot, because they have a lot of ex-WWE guys there, you're going to hear about you. They're going to trash the company when they can because they got fired. If I got fired from my job, I'm talking mad shit for a month. You know what I'm saying? Or at least like a new job. So I don't think that's a problem. They do need to upgrade their women's division if they're going to. They need to upgrade the women's division, and I wouldn't say the tag team. No, not the tag.
They got the tag team.
I would say they got the best tag team division in wrestling.
They do. I agree with that. They're about to come up with a three man tag team title soon. I heard.
As they should. Yeah. The one thing I will say that AEW needs to improve on is that women's division. If they do that, I can see them going head to head with Raw and SmackDown.
It's possible. Because
they've watched the NXT right now in the ratings.
Yeah, they are. I'm not even gonna be biased on that. They definitely killing them. I'm not gonna lie about that.
And I didn't even think it'll be. I didn't even think it'll be this far and away. I figured like NXT will probably get like two weeks in the lead in the ratings, and they'll go back. Like it'll be some type of war, bro. They've been watching them consistently.
Yeah, they have. I'm not gonna lie about that.
So but, I don't know.
I feel like they just do different nights, you know. But yeah,
NXT got to go back to Tuesdays.
Honestly, I feel like this rating war and not helping none of them. In all honesty, son,
it's not even a war, bro.
It's not even a war. It's I don't even know what it is. It's just
people just watch AEW more than NXT. That's just it. That's okay. Just move the shit back to Tuesdays. And I ain't gonna hold you. It was dope on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Cause you look at the lineup. You got Raw on Monday, right?
Yeah.
NXT on Tuesdays. I think Impact is on Tuesdays as well. If not Tuesdays.
They're on Tuesday.
Okay. NXT Impact on Tuesdays. Go to war with them.
Yeah.
AEW comes on Wednesdays. Skip Thursdays unless you watch NWA.
Yeah.
And then Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they should move Impact back on Thursday, because they was on Thursday at one point.
They were. I remember being on Thursdays.
Yeah.
I was like, watching it when it was on Thursdays rather than the Tuesday.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that would be dope if we had a 4-week wrestling, yo. That would be so dope.
On Saturday, if you catch it, you got New Japan.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If you get a whole week of wrestling and rest on Sunday, unless Backlash, come on.
Oh, man, here come Backlash.
I'm saying all best of all. If I'm watching Backlash, we need to do a review on Backlash.
Okay, I got you. We'll do that. But all right, we got a few more news. All right, so Matt Sydal, aka Evan Bourne, who is he is now officially signed to AEW.
As he should. He's going all elite. That's what's up.
See, also,
he needs to work on his splash though. Because the last time I seen him in the AEW ring, he kind of botched the hell out of that. Get a finisher.
Yeah. Also, the Rascals who was on Impact, they are leaving. They left Impact.
That kind of broke my heart. It ain't break my heart like New Day did, but Rascals been holding Impact now for like 2 years at least.
They was my main reason for watching Impact heavy. I liked them as a tag team, man. They were dope.
You know. So, but I don't know. It's gonna be hard for me to watch Impact though.
Yeah, I agree. But I heard that they signed with WWE. So yeah. Which brand I don't know, but I'm hoping NXT. Honestly, they fit a lot more with NXT.
I do not. Here's the thing: whoever gets signed to WWE, do not go to Raw.
Please don't go to Raw, yo.
Don't go. Please. It's like Raw is like the school that you heard about when you were applying for high schools, and they told you, yo, don't apply to your zone school. You know what I'm saying? Or don't apply to that one school because everybody be fighting in that school.
Yes.
That's Raw. Raw's at school, bro.
Stay away from Raw for real. Stay away.
Like, if you get on SmackDown, that's fire. That's okay, too. But not no Raw. They'll dead put you on Raw Underground. When I come back. And I ain't gonna hold you, though. Raw Underground was kind of the reason why I watched the third hour. After that, I'll just turn.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for War on the Ground. And then, you know, a lot of stuff had to change because of COVID, you know.
You can't have all them people in that dirty ass basement talking about, oh, welcome to Raw Underground. Yeah, that's like COVID. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also that why we didn't get too much interaction with the Survivor Series this year, because they don't want to bring too many people in one area. You know how they do every year with the invasion. They don't want to do that because of COVID. Sadly, COVID messed up everything, man. COVID messed up.
And fuck 2020, man. That's some bullshit.
Fuck Canada.
Oh God, wrong show. But we got one more news about one more wrestling news. So the Thunderdome is leaving the Amway Center, and they're moving it to the stadium in Florida. I think baseball stadium in Florida.
So about Tropicana Field.
Yeah, there you go, Tropicana Field. There you go. I think December 11th, the night of SmackDown.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the last Raw would be basically I think the week of. Probably the week after Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to move that week on that Friday night. So yeah, it's done. They don't hit today for a time longer, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't like the Thunderdome going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you still going to have the Thunderdome. It's probably going to be a little bigger now, you know, because you're in Tropicana Field. Tropicana Field is a big place.
Yeah, agree. And because you know they had to leave. You know they had to leave because you know the NBA season started in December, and Orlando Magic. That's the Orlando Magic stadium.
That ain't gonna matter. Brooklyn gonna take the title. We bringing that shit back to Atlantic Ave real quick.
No, I mean Brooklyn looks strong. Brooklyn look really strong, yo. This year
they about to run the East, get that title, bring that shit to Atlantic and Flatbush. It's gonna be lit.
Really know, yo. But I do got faith for my next show. Anyway, but you know, bro, thank you. But you ain't know, bro. Thank you for coming to the show, man. You ain't know. It's always good to have you on the show, bro.
That's a fact, man. Listen, you can check me out at IG handle Aaron Sands Premier. That's AaronSandsPremiere. Also, you can check me out. Check out my photography page, Shot by Sands. I ain't gonna tell you how to spell shot by, but Sands, yeah, Sands. Check that out. Also, you could book me for your events.
Yes. Also, you know, check us out each and every Friday on the Premier Bud Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, you know, DJ Retro, and long live the Chief Mally Mel.
The Tribal Chief.
You already know, check us out, and we be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Mel. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Bud Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Bud Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mel. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to this new episode. Thank you to my special guest, the bro, Mr. Aaron Sands from the Premier Boy Podcast. You can check us out on the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, DJ Retro, and long live the Chief, Mally Mel. Each and every Friday, new episodes will be back in December. If you want to be a special guest on Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, artists, actors, actresses, entrepreneurs, athletes, if you have a business, if you have a story that you want to tell, ladies, if you're single or taken, and y'all would have told me about your dating experiences and any relationship related question, y'all could email me at kenypgent@gmail.com. Just send me a bio of yourself and everything that you do with your cover, with your picture of your for the cover art. Or you can DM me at Ken_MrGentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _Mr. M-R-Gentleman, GENTLEMAN. Y'all already know next Sunday is the old school show with myself and DJ Retro. So, you know, tune in for that. Date Night Talk, the podcast, will be launching in 2021. I will be having the pilot episode in December. So, stay tuned for that. And, y'all already know, each and every Sunday, Mr. Gentleman Like That Sun. Each and every Sunday, Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Each and every Sunday at 12 a.m. We are on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more. Once again, y'all, thank you for tuning into the new episode, and have a good day or night whenever you are listening to this episode.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Mook Dallas, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You're...